Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, for many of us, the prospect of things changing seems incredibly daunting sometimes, especially when it's all unexpected. And coping with new life events, whether positive or negative, can often seem overwhelming. Mindfood residence psychologist, yes, Dr. Mary Grogan, is joining us on the line now to explain how to make change work for us and how to embrace and be open to new experiences. Dr. Mary, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
That's all right. Look, you know, in the world that we live in, we talk about control and people are afraid of change, but we're always looking for new experiences. So how does that all work?
Yeah, I think it's a really tricky balance. On the one hand, we try and have some control when changes occur. But on the other hand, we, as you say, we like new experiences. So I think one of the ways that some people find useful is to have a sense of routine, so the things that work for them, so going to sleep at the same time each day, going to the gym, having healthy food, those sort of routines and structures around their day, and then it kind of becomes easier to manage change when it does show up.
And in terms of men and women, do men and women deal with it differently?
I think so. I guess the stereotype is there for a reason. So women often like to get support around change. They might talk to their friends, they might go to a counsellor, they might kind of do more exercise, whereas men tend to bottle things up and maybe kind of do some sports or go to the gym or actually kind of drink alcohol or let it out more aggressively.
Now, for many people listening in today, they'll probably laugh at this one when I say this, but, you know, you might have heard the term before, my partner's so controlling. So why is control so important to many of us? What's that all about?
I think that's a really good question. I think there's lots of research studies showing that control is really important. And I think we all like to know what's going to happen. And the thing about change is that it turns that on its head. It's very unpredictable, and it brings with it a lot of uncertainty, and it often brings anxiety with it. And so if you kind of think about in partnerships, people try and manage the uncertainty by knowing where their partner is at all times. But of course, that is a bit of a paradoxical strategy because it drives people away as well.
So in your advice, what opinion do you have in terms of steps that we should take to deal with change?
Well, it would be have a mix of things that you can control and things that you can't, and kind of figure out what those things are. So with things like, let's say a relationship would break up or a death or something like that, it would be important to do all of the self-care activities that you'd usually do, like I talked about before, the going to the gym and meeting friends and getting support. And also kind of allow the changes to be there, because most of us actually do fight with reality a lot of the time and kind of think that this shouldn't happen. And once we let that thought go, things become a lot easier. So, those would be some ideas.
And I suppose, too, we also have to take stock that sometimes there are things that are just out of our control.
Absolutely right. And I think one of the things that happens is that people tend to think, oh, positive change is all good and negative change is all bad. And I think life is really that straightforward. It's usually change has multi-dimensions and is just not straightforward in that sense.
Well, Dr. Mary, thank you very much for joining us on today's program. Very interesting there. Some very useful tips on how to deal with change and control. I'm not trying to control the situation, but time's run out.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.